This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, filling in for Terry Gross. For more than 30 years, German-born film director Werner Herzog has been making feature films and documentaries, and for the first time, he's made one of each on the same subject. His new film and his first Hollywood feature, Rescue Dawn, recounts the grueling ordeal in the Laotian jungle of Navy pilot Dieter Dengler, who was the subject of Herzog's 1997 documentary, Little Dieter Needs to Fly. In a moment, we'll hear Terry's interview with Herzog about the documentary. First, David Edelstein has a review of Rescue Dawn.
Dieter Dengler reportedly wasn't satisfied with Werner Herzog's documentary about his life, Little Dieter Needs to Fly. He liked it, and he should have. It put him on a pedestal. The 1997 film recounted the German-American Dengler's experience as a pilot in the early days of the Vietnam War. He was shot down on a secret bombing raid over Laos and held by a ragtag group of enemy soldiers in near deer hunter conditions. But Dengler didn't go into detail about his life in that makeshift jungle prison camp because, he has said, he didn't want to be ungenerous toward his fallen comrades. And so he felt the story was incomplete. Herzog agreed, hence Rescue Dawn, a dramatization. Seeing it, I had a hunch Herzog always wanted to make his own Deer Hunter, his own story of wartime cruelty and survival. His favorite theme is front and center, a man tested against nature, his sanity more precarious than his body. But this time, you don't get Herzog's loitering camera, his heavy Teutonic musings, or the usual self-dramatizing protagonist. The movie is lean and wiry, the artistry artfully camouflaged. Christian Bale is Dieter. He's a Brit playing an Americanized German, and his accent falls somewhere in the North Atlantic, between Iceland and Brooklyn. But Bale catches Dengler's restlessness, the bravery as much the result of impatience as nobility of soul. In both films, Dengler says he needed to fly when he caught a glimpse of an American pilot in the cockpit of a plane that happened to be strafing his German city. What would a psychologist call that? Identifying with the enemy? It's so outlandish, you can understand why it would engage Herzog, who made his reputation spinning sagas of men who strive to the point of madness to meet and conquer what oppresses them. Herzog wastes little time in Vietnam, where Dengler hopes to partake in Saigon's fabled licentiousness. The young pilot is promptly dropping bombs on Laotian villages and promptly shot down by anti-aircraft fire. It's here, as he flees the Viet Cong, that the movie bursts into life, amid the deep greens of the jungle, with its absurdly huge leaves providing cover for the pursued, pursuers, and occasional poisonous snake. Dengler tries to merge with that landscape, yet at the same time, to be spotted by American air patrols. The scenes after his capture are like nothing I've seen. He's marched through a village and waves hi to the men, women, and children he was bombing, and they follow, laughing, as he's dragged behind a truck. He won't sign a denunciation of the country that gave him wings, so he's taken deep in the jungle and thrown into a shack with a half dozen South Vietnamese and American wrecks. He barely hesitates before planning an escape, which a fellow prisoner, played by Steve Zahn, finds dubious.
Without water, you won't survive more than 2 days out there. And without water, your tracks will be visible for even more. The jungle is the prison. Don't you get it? Hey, when does the rainy season start?
5 months, maybe six.
I can't wait that long. Hey, listen. Let's say you do survive the jungle and lack water. There's six guards posted during the day.
Yeah, that is during the day. I'm going at night.
As their fear and hunger grows, Zahn's character burrows into himself, while another prisoner, played by Jeremy Davies, sprouts dementia like werewolf hair. The men make charts, learn how to slip in and out of shackles, and trace the movements of their captors, their primal dependence on one another, and at times their primal repulsion. is exacerbated by their isolation. You can feel their sense of dwindling options in that shrouded landscape, and their starvation in a country denuded of crops by American bombs. There are episodes in Little Dieter Needs to Fly I wish had been included in its fictional counterpart, as well as details of Dengler's childhood that explain his uncanny stamina. I even recommend seeing the movies back-to-back with a bowl of rice in between to slake the sympathetic hunger. Rescue Dawn is such a confident piece of storytelling. It made me wish that Herzog had gone Hollywood earlier. He has a fascinating body of work, but he might have made some great old-fashioned adventure movies without selling out his sensibilities. Maybe at the young age of 65, he still can.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Coming up, we hear Terry's interview with Werner Herzog about his documentary based on Dieter Dengler's story. This is Fresh Air.